This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I love her voice. It's like calming but intense. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, your extraordinary love story. I don't know what I'm crying for. I couldn't love you more. Your extraordinary love story. Tell it to us. And you could win a romantic dinner for two at the Fairmont, San Francisco. I love the Fairmont. So fancy. So just posh. It's a three-course meal with champagne and hosted parking, which I think hosted parking means we're hosting you. We're going to pay for that. All you have to do is head over to RadioAlice.com and leave us your extraordinary love story. The gnarlier, the better, really. I mean,
it is a buzzkill to circle any place over and over trying to park.
Right.
So the hosted parking is a thing.
It definitely is. Mm-hmm. We'll be announcing the winner and read the entry. We'll read your extraordinary love story live on the air at 8 o'clock in the morning on Thursday, February 13th, the day before Valentine's Day. So you can go have your romantic dinner, the Fairmont in San Francisco. Today's National Guitar Day. That is a day I can get behind.
I love guitar.
Yeah, guitar is phenomenal.
And I love guitar. I love guitars, all the stuff, yeah. Everything.
Everything that goes with it.
I love it.
I don't love changing the strings. I always go, John.
Yeah, I can't really do the work either on them. But the strings I can do, but there's quite a few things that you may find yourself going, oh no, a shop needs to do this.
Yes, I need to find a guy. What are you talking about? There's some rod in there that I can, what?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Right. Adjust the neck. No.
I don't know. Do I just like bang it on something a little bit?
That's what shops are for.
Right. Exactly. Anyway, it's National Guitar Day. Everybody needs to. You need a guitar player in your life. Although some people don't. Some people definitely do not need that and they're not into it. But man, I see a guitar. I'm like, oh, someone's got a guitar. What's happening? What are we going to sing? What songs do you know? Let's sing some songs. Guitar day. Every day is guitar day at my house. It's got to be a pretty annoying place for people who don't love guitar to visit. Oh, look at you with your guitar pick. Let me touch it for luck. Let me touch your pick.
Is that a thing?
It is now, yeah.
Yeah,
okay. You're gonna have only very sweet chords.
Don't let me touch it.
Yeah, no. Well, as long as you don't make eye contact with them when you do touch it. Every time Maddie comes over, often, you know, whenever we have a gathering, or we haven't played poker though since you've been back, but we'll get that together. But you know, there's always a jam, and I can feel your discomfort. And you've even said you hate when someone is like singing and they're looking at you. So I'm going to find you. I have a wireless mic. It works. I can take it into the bathroom with me in my house. So I'm going to follow you wherever you go, and I'm going to sit and I'm going to sing. I'm going to croon every song to you.
Oh,
you're going to love it.
It just makes me so uncomfortable.
Although you have enjoyed jams at my house because you even wrote a song at my house one time.
Yeah.
About a pig.
Yeah, I think I enjoyed the jams a lot more when I was inebriated.
Oh, drinking.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You did, because now that I think about even the words to this very vile song about a pig. I remember now. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you can get me over it at some point. Because I like to sing, and I enjoy stuff. I mean, I just, it's just the whole, like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do when everybody else is, like, playing and looking at me.
Yeah.
It's just a nod and look back at you and, you know, you're so great. I don't know.
Yeah, that's all I want. Okay. Just tell me how great I am. I mean, mission accomplished.
Well, work on it.
Yeah, I'll just follow you around the house. No problem. All right, so it's Guitar Day. National Guitar Day. Whatever you know, your relationship to guitars is, I hope it's a positive one and not one like Maddie has. So how about some fallout from Super Bowl 59?
Okay.
Philly has destroyed itself. So that's...
Well,
I am mystified by the destruction of your own city. You know, Vinny, you and I worked in Philly for about 6 months. I think I was there about a year, and you showed up in August, the best August of my life. And then we went, see you later, Philly, come that February. It's a fine city. It's not my favorite place that I've ever lived, for sure. But it's a, you know, it's kind of a workaday East Coast city. It has some real winter that happens, all, you know, full change of seasons. And boy, do they love their football. They love the Eagles.
You know, we all know why this stuff happens, and it's drinking. And drinking goes right hand in hand with football. Football fans love it.
Mm.
And
hand in hand with let's destroy the city.
It's never.
Yay. Flip a car.
Honestly, I know this. I'm alcoholic. I know this, that there is never, you don't get to say, it's not an excuse. You don't get to say I was drunk. That's why I drove down the road and crashed into another car.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not an excuse, dude. You're not supposed to drive. And the same is true of, I'm sorry my wiener fell on some other lady, but I was drunk. I would never have done that, except that you don't get, that doesn't work.
Right.
And the same is true
for, happen.
I destroyed my city celebrating. I get
we
it.
We won. Everything's ruined.
It comes with the territory. Heavy drinking and partying and celebrating. Things get smashed. It happens. But now you got to wake up and go,
you can roll. You can go ahead and roll the videos that we have here.
We ruined all our stuff.
All our stuff's working. Why did we wreck our house? This is so weird. Why would we wreck our house? Oh, by the way, in this particular video, they're burning Kermit the Frog. And that's it's like burning an effigy of Patrick Mahomes. That's a slag on him. They say he sounds like Kermit. So, I mean, you know, I was.
He does?
That's what they said. That's what they're saying here. I'm like, I didn't really notice that. Does he look like Kermit the Frog?
I've seen him in the TV commercials. I didn't notice that.
I don't feel that way either, but I guess that's them burning him. By the way, there's like the most gorgeous cathedral or whatever that building is. And then they're playing some fireworks. So everything's super fun. This is sort of the main drag. It's almost like our Market Street in Philly. And it looks like a danger zone.
Oh my God.
People are just, oh boy. Okay, I'm going to look away from that and just tell you. They toppled streetlights, broke windows, set fires, harassed cops, shot off fireworks, fought each other. You know,
they stole Philly horses.
Philly style. Oh God, they stole the horses. By the way, they greased the poles there. And I think that grease is flammable. Oh, and someone's now twerking on a horn. That's hot. Oh, boy. Here, goodbye, stoplight. Oh, geez, guys. Anyway.
It's not
Philly.
Exclusive to Philly, though, so.
It's not. They just, you know. They do it well, though, I guess is what I'm trying to point out. I don't know. I just feel like go to Trenton or something. Like, find someplace else to wreck. Why are you wrecking your house?
They're celebrating. It comes with it.
I did not hear Jalen Hurts say he was going to Disney World, but he did go, and somebody from Disney World handed him a phone, and he was like, "Yeah, I'll take a little video here. No problem." What am I looking at now? Cruel Husband banned her from wearing a skirt. I don't know. Oh, there he is. I see. It was like an ad. So everyone's all excited to see him, and he's standing there, you know, in the happiest place on earth.
He seems like a decent dude. I like him.
He does. He's very handsome. Like, I really like him he does the big triangles of black, whatever the grease is that keeps the glare off. He just looks badass. I'm like, oh, that guy.
They were talking about before the game, there was a picture of him taken coming off the field from the last time they played in the Super Bowl when they lost. And he's kept that on his phone as his screensaver all this time.
Oh my God.
To remind him of what that felt like to lose. So, So I saw that and I was like, can't help but root
for
the guy.
That's motivation. They did crush the Chiefs too. It was so satisfying.
Throttled.
Like they couldn't smashed. Do a thing.
Yeah, they smashed them. Came in and smashed them right out of the gate too.
You know, this isn't, I would like to say as I just glance back at my piece of paper here that is on a computer, Jalen Hurts goes to Disney World, and I was thinking to myself, I used to work in Orlando, early days of my radio career, and that was the old, that was the golden days of radio where Disney World wanted us to go there. There were always, you'd walk into the promotions department and go, hey, can I get, I need 4 passes for Disney World or for the Epcot Center, you know, whatever. It was just crazy. And they would like host you and just wanted you to talk about it. And it was so fun. I loved Disney World. And I never took my kids to Disney World, only to Disneyland. And I would like to just say to you, advertising works. I'm looking at Disney World and thinking, at some point, maybe when Hulk Baby's a little bit older, you should try to do Disney World because it's Disneyland on crack. I mean, it's incredible.
I offered to take them this Friday, and Isla didn't want to go.
To Disney World?
To Disney World.
Oh, my God! What has she got going on that she didn't want to go?
She has anxiety.
Oh.
That's what she has going on.
Oh, is it the plane? Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
But also, she doesn't go on rides. Like, it's so weird. When she was a baby, I took her to Disneyland, I don't know, 4 times. We went on the Mater ride. Like, that was the one ride she could go on because she was so short and little and not short. She's just 3.
Right.
Whatever.
Young and short.
Right. But then I don't know what happened the last time we were there. There was we're in line. I'm with Edie and Isla. Edie's 5 years younger than her older sister. So there we are in line, and Isla's starting to stress, and I don't know why, and I'm trying to just not, like, I'm watching it from my peripheral, like, okay, what's going on here? And then she starts talking to one of the girls in the line, and the girl's like, it's okay, this ride's totally easy. What are you worried about? And then she comes to me as we're getting closer and goes, I don't want to do this. And I'm going, why? And she goes, I don't. And okay. Her mom can't go on spinny rides either. So her mom was over on the side waiting to, and she just, that was the last time she was anywhere near a ride.
Oh. I am sorry to hear
that.
I'm
not.
She'll get there or she won't. You know, she's going to carve her own path.
I don't
all
know
this.
How it's going to go. We're working on it every day.
Mm.
All these things. It's weird. It's like, you know.
You were the guy who was like, oh, Cliff, let's jump off it.
When we talk about parenting and you think about, well, you'll lose some time, of course. And I've mentioned, the colds were really tough, like getting a cold all the time. But there's all these different degrees or steps along the way, and each one has a new challenge.
Yeah.
And this is one of the things that we're currently, and her mom's like, we should go anyway and bring her. And I was going, it's too expensive to have a kid boycott the thing.
Right.
We can't go to Florida and then have this girl go, I am not going, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So we're not doing it.
Oh, what a bummer. Sorry to hear
it. I agree. Disneyland rules. Disney World appears to be even better.
You can't even, if you had 7 days of passes, you could not do everything that's at Disney World.
That's what I'm saying.
It's incredible.
Epic.
Yeah. Patrick Mahomes tweeted out an apology for their dismal performance on Sunday.
Sorry, I suck, everyone.
Please don't burn my house down. Kansas City is, I think they're just a little bit mellower, maybe, than Philly. Philly had a riot, and they had won.
Oh, Kansas City had a riot with guns.
Oh, did they?
You don't remember that?
When?
There was gunfire at the
at their celebration.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about last night or two nights ago.
No, at their celebration whenever they won last, there was gunfire.
Oh, guns. You're so great.
So,
I love stories that have guns.
Philly, good job.
Oh,
one got shot.
That we know of.
God.
Shot with fireworks.
I know. Oh, my God. It didn't really look like they were aiming. Anyway, Patrick Mahomes, who apparently doesn't want his house burnt down, said, appreciate the love and support from the Chiefs kingdom. I let y'all down today. I'll always continue to work and try and learn and be better for it. Want to give thanks to God for every opportunity he's given me. We will be back. Record-breaking viewing. 126 million people watched the Super Bowl across all platforms. And that is the all-time record. The previous record was last year at 123.7 million.
That's impressive.
I know, right? It's a ton of people. I mean, it isn't half the country, but it's, you know, that's, it's easily, it's more than a third. What are we at? 240 million, well, 250 million people?
Don't
350
forget,
million is
each person isn't watching on their own television set. Like I had 10 people or more at my house.
Right. So do you think that they count that as, I don't know how they count that. Like you're not telling Nielsen how many people you had at your house watching.
Yeah, they don't know that I had a party with a dozen people.
In a way, it almost seems like there are probably fewer televisions overall on because
that's my point.
All those people are gone.
Right.
So they must be counting. They must do some kind of, I'm sure they've got some very accurate formula. Nielsen is just amazing for the ratings. Everybody knows that. Those guys. Woo. Spotify streams for Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us jumped 430% in the hours following the Super Bowl overall.
It's the only reason to do the show.
Streams for his overall catalog increased by 175%. While Drake was getting roasted in New Orleans, he was actually thousands of miles away performing in Melbourne, Australia, where he gave money to fans. As this is what he does. I guess I want to buy your love.
That's his bit.
$45,000. He gave $25,000 to a fan who had a sign reading Adonis for President. That's the kid that he had with the French porn star, I think.
Mm.
That kid's seven now. I believe that's been 7 years. Holy cow. And then he gave $20,000 to a woman with a sign that said, kiss me, it's my birthday.
Did he kiss her?
No. Well, it doesn't say he kissed her. It says he just saw it and was like, here's a kiss. Here's $20,000. I did not know this. I just assumed that every player in the Super Bowl got allotted a certain amount of tickets. It turns out you have an opportunity, but you do have to buy the tickets. So the families of Super Bowl players have to buy tickets. You can buy up to 15 tickets, which I'm sure everybody buys all of those tickets. And last but not least, Taylor Swift was spotted boarding her private plane at the New Orleans airport. Well, it's assumed that she was spotted because we can really only tell from her shoes. Take a peek at this. She has an army of assistants. Vinny, look at the thing. She has an army of assistants covering every inch of her. You can see the one glimpse you can get is of her teeny tiny little feet going up. And then we also saw that in her, she got snacks and groceries, and it looks like she's got some cats on the plane, or she needed some cat litter wherever she was going because the guy is armed with a gigantic, one of those sort of big humongous bottles, jars, jugs of cat litter.
Cats are cool, but that is the worst thing, the bucket of crap.
Yeah.
Yep. God, I hate it.
There it is. And, I mean, if the cat is pooping on a plane, planes are...
Woof.
Yeah, that's recirculated air. There's nothing worse than cat poop. Like nothing. Yuck. You might die from it. Anyways, they covered her up completely, though. She may not have gotten on that plane, except those are definitely her shoes. That's her style. All right,
I think
Vincent.
It's just that photo. The photo, you know, they make money off that stuff. Mm. And there she is going, I don't want to be that person.
Right. I don't want them analyzing my facial expression as to whether or not I broke up with Taylor or with Travis.
The worst part is, here's a photo of her getting on the plane alone, which means there's trouble in paradise.
Right.
What the...
There's definitely trouble in paradise. Come on.
No, there's not. Yes, there is. Why do you say that?
Because I can tell. I know things. I watch things happen. Okay, I'm done. What's coming up?
Don't overdo it this Valentine's. Don't do it, but don't overdo it after these.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram, and you'll see pictures from the show. You see Maddie dancing, his final twerks before his hip replacement. Amazing. And get links to our personal profiles as well.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank works to build healthier communities. Their work with organizations like Tri-Valley Haven helped fund a new domestic violence shelter in Livermore.
Oh.
Go to trivalleyhaven.org and fremontbank.com to learn more. Here's what's happening. Mostly clear early, clouds later today, and rain tonight. The real rain comes Thursday. The heavy stuff. That's going to be all day.
I was worried it would be today.
No, a little tonight, a little tomorrow night, heavy rain Thursday. On the drive in, I saw a sign that said there's a couple events here in the city this weekend. So I wanted to double check that for you. And on Saturday here in the city of San Francisco, there are multiple NBA All-Star events from Friday through Sunday. And then the Chinese New Year parade is Saturday at 5 p.m.
Oh, so it's evening.
If you're cut, that's what I have. Yes.
Very interesting.
San Francisco.
Because I guess there's probably a big party afterward, right?
Celebrating the Year of the Snake. It will be on Saturday, February 15th and starts at 5 p.m. from 2nd and Market. It's a free event for all who attend, but tickets must be purchased to sit in the bleacher section.
Oh.
For the Chinese New Year Parade this Saturday, celebrating Year of the Snake.
Now, Maddie said he put up a lot of stuff on the Facebook page to show you where and what, where everything's happening. Is there a parade route map? Because that always tends to be the thing where you go, why can't this way I go? I don't know how to go if I don't go this way.
I believe so. I'll double check, but I've got the, it's got a list of all the closures and everything on it.
And while it's really fun to go and see these events and you're a big NBA fan or you want to celebrate Chinese New Year, this is also fair warning to the people who are like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah, and I, honestly, the All-Star event for the NBA is going to be star-studded, not just with NBA stars, but your typical celebrity NBA lovers as well. So it's going to be a big deal. Big times in the city of San Francisco this
weekend.
Good times. Get out there and have, plus it's Valentine's. I mean, come on.
Right. Oh my God. I forgot all about it. It's going to be a lot. This is going to be a big weekend here in the city.
You know, that's something very cool to do. If you can find a nice restaurant to take your partner to here, like drive into the city, put on the clothes you would never put on.
Right.
And go to the place that you would go. Well, that's so much. Go do so much for her or him.
Live it up.
You know.
YOLO.
Right. Durr.
George.
Come on. All right. This is one that I'm very interested in as a subject just because I think it's about how people function. It's about how people love. It's about desperation just reeking out of every pore.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
Well, it happens.
All right. Sure. People want love. People want to be partnered up.
The top ways to scare someone off.
Oh, boy.
On Valentine's Day.
Oh.
This is the kind of thing that can backfire. And, you know, a lot, you hear guys sometimes, they get together and they're like, girls don't want a nice guy. I try to be nice. And then they just don't want any part of it. It might be because you're overly nice.
Yeah.
As in,
well, too nice.
Too much, bro. Too soon.
Mm.
I love you the first day.
Mm. Yeah. That's not nice. That's desperate.
Right. You're not selling that.
Right. Like, let's let this thing grow. Also, I know it's really hard to be yourself when you're nervous and on a date and you're trying to be cool. But try to let some of you, people don't want to find out who you are later. They're getting to know you now.
Try to have some fun and not be setting up for your future life. Right.
Do not decide in the first 30 seconds if this person is marriage material. What would your kids look like?
Now,
just don't do it. Just have fun.
One thing that's sad, in my opinion, about this is that because of the pandemic, I think there are more people today, right now, that are, I don't know if it's full blown agoraphobia, but I think a lot of people came out of that a lot less social than they used to be. And while workplaces have pulled you in,
yes,
against your will, in general, a lot less people are getting out and doing the things they used to. I know more than one person who finds themselves going, I'm just going to stay in.
Yeah.
I'll just.
Right.
And I think
it's like, it's hermitism. It's not even that you're necessarily afraid. It's that you've got what you need at your house and you feel like anything more, that's just like, oh, this is a lot of energy. Like, I know I'm good if I just stay here. It's almost like you set up your own prison for yourself.
I know, but that's, you know, this is a giant leap.
Okay.
I'm making a giant leap. I don't mean to make this giant leap, but it's one of those things that, you know, it's my head. I can do what I want.
Mm-hmm.
So one time, we've done it a couple times, but one time many years ago here in San Francisco, we did Meals on Wheels around Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And we went out and delivered meals to people, and there were more than one place was an older person all alone. And I just thought, what kind of decisions or choices are you making that put you in that spot where you're just alone
right.
on a holiday and you've got no one, and it's just so sad. And I think about, if you're a person who's shut in it at 40, where do you think you're going to be at 70?
Right.
Like, come on.
Get out there.
You're young. Go build that life that you want to have for yourself. Because, man, just saying no all the time.
It doesn't come to you. Right. You have to put your hands out and grab onto it.
Okay. I know that was a giant leap, but really.
I like it.
It's in my head.
It's important. You know, honestly.
I remember.
It's, you know what? Just because it's easier to stay home doesn't mean you should.
Right. Someone asked people to name the top things that might scare someone off early in a relationship. Here are some of the things.
All right. So don't do these things.
Here's how you come on too strong.
Okay.
Too soon. Blurting out I love you too soon is towards the top of the list.
I thought this was just like a first date thing. This is the early stages of a relationship.
It may not have happened to you, and I don't think it's happened to me. But I guarantee you there's people out there who are like, this person told me they loved me their whole life the one time I said I'd go out with them. You know what I mean? That boy who'd been pining and finally got a minute and just goes, I've always loved you.
Right.
Oh.
Did I just say that out loud? God, I should have saved that for the reveal at the end of the book. After our love story was written.
Speaking of books, man, I finished Project...
Hail Mary.
That one. So good.
Oh my God.
So freaking good.
It's just such a fun read.
There is a reveal. So invested. That just took my head freaking clean off. And it's about character and it's about who you are as a person. And I was completely shocked. Okay, back to this.
And then there's redemption.
I just got there started is. On it, so don't.
No, oh, God.
Did you start it?
Oh, yeah, I've started it.
Don't read it while you're on the pain meds. You're going to miss a lot.
It's a slow read because there's a lot, you know, I read before I go to bed. So maybe a little bit before I finish, but I love it so far.
Okay.
Here are things that you don't come on too strong this Valentine's Day. Don't talk about baby names. And it could be natural. It could be someone, you know, your waiter is, hello, I'm Frank and I'm here to serve you. You know, I really think my firstborn, I'd like to name him Frank. What do you think?
Yeah,
that's not
okay. Don't do it.
Bite your tongue.
Mm. Do that a lot early on. Don't say all the things that be a man or woman of mystery. Be interesting.
Talking about moving in together before you've even seen their place. Blurting out, I love you.
Ugh.
Telling people you're a couple. Before you've both agreed that you're a couple.
Oh. That can be nice, though. If you really want to be a couple, but you haven't really talked about it yet, and someone goes, this is my girlfriend. Am I really your girlfriend?
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to be alone with you and kiss you.
Oh, God.
I'm going to smooch your little face right off.
And then some. It's Valentine's Day, after all.
Do you refer to John as your soulmate?
I know, but he is the love of my life. There's no question.
Understood.
Yeah.
But
I don't know about that whole soulmate thing. Like, I feel like I could have found somebody else and been happy too, but. I'm definitely his soulmate, though. That's for sure.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
That's smart.
Well, I mean, girls would bang anything, right?
Wait.
It goes.
All right. I didn't think that was how that went.
Yeah, no, I don't really think about soulmates.
Yeah, I don't either. I think that's ridiculous.
I mean, I suppose some people, they are looking for that. And that's in a lot of books. Like, it's always like we were meant for each other or, you know.
I think it's more about the word and what that comes with. You definitely can have a perfect fit. You definitely can have someone that got away or someone that you truly in the back of your mind have. You know what I mean? There's all that.
Weirdly, I almost think that friends are more likely to be like soulmates, like somebody that you know, share things with and that, you know, you really vibe with and that they're interested. They're there to support you. It's like, I don't know. There's something
that Marianne.
Yeah. Well, Marianne is like, she feels like family to me. Like we're really close. And I have a few great girlfriends like that. I don't know. Like those are the people who like sort of hold a piece of your soul. And John is one of those people, but I don't think It seems like you're singling out one person and putting an awful lot of pressure on them. Like, you are my everything. If anything happens to you or we break up or, you know,
right.
My world falls apart. Like, I'll, you know, my world would fall apart. Who am I kidding? But it's, you know, I suppose I'd get up at some point and be like, well, I guess I got to clean the house. No, I don't know.
You're stronger than you give yourself credit for, but okay.
Well, I've been able to lean on that guy for a long time, so I haven't had to be that strong. Right.
These are the ways you're going to scare this person off too soon.
So talking about
here
soulmates.
Here we are in the new year and the new you and the one that's going to have a person. Mm. Don't scare them off with nonsense like this. Don't ask to meet their parents.
Oh. Not right off the bat.
Oh.
I would want to meet the parents. Be like, why haven't I met your parents yet? Remember, wasn't it your girlfriend that you'd been with her like a year and she was like, when am I going to meet your parents?
I'd been with her like 3 years.
Oh, but she'd never met your parents. You never took her home.
I never saw my parents either. So it wasn't like I was going to visit them.
You could have seen them and taken her though.
I could have, but I'm saying I remember when it came up and she was like, you know, we're years into this now. Why don't I know your parents? Right. And I was like, I don't go see my parents either. It's not like
so
I'm
sneaking.
Do you
hate your parents?
I don't. But they moved across the country. Yeah. And when vacation comes up, I don't think Pittsburgh.
Pennsylvania, by the way. Yeah. Not just Pittsburgh here locally.
No, right. And I don't.
But I'm actually surprised because I know how you feel about your mom. And
I love my mom.
I am surprised that after in all that time, you never went there for a Christmas or just to stoke her out. Just be like, hey, I'm just here to visit you because I love you and I miss you.
I scared Vinny. Somebody off. With the parent thing.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, I just started dating this girl and my mom was flying in and I'm like, oh yeah, you know, my mom's coming to town. We'll go out to dinner. You'll get to meet her. And it wasn't a day later that one of my buddies pulled me aside and said, by the way, you know she's on J-Date, right? It turns out she
was. Which one's J-Date?
That's for Jewish singles.
Oh,
so she was just skipping around with you.
I was a goy toy. Yeah, 100%.
A goy toy.
Just, a goy toy?
Yeah.
I don't know this term.
It's like for a dude who is not Jewish or a person who isn't Jewish.
So she just wanted some.
Yeah.
The chief.
Yeah. Yeah. And
did you do her?
Yeah.
Oh, multiple times. Like you were.
But she didn't want to meet any parents or anything.
No.
She was all like, there is literally zero chance I joined this family.
There was zero chance of. Anything's happening, but
goy toy though I've never heard. That's really
I got
is goy short for or is just goy is the whole
goyim, goyim? Is non-Jewish, but in New York I dated a few girls that were Jewish, and after a while that became kind of like a term for me.
No,
you know that like that's Maddie. You're just they're never going to like be serious about
you're
you.
Just a ramrod, dude. Yeah. Just do your job.
Just do your job.
Yeah,
don't let your heart get involved.
But I get know feelings. Why your hips are so bad.
Yeah.
I wore them out in his goy toy days in New York.
Oh, boy.
Oh, geez,
the
Louise.
Good old days,
oh,
buddy.
Boy.
These are the ways you're scaring people off.
I like
if you
these,
want
by the
these,
way. These are
this
good.
Relationship to last longer than a minute, how about don't get upset if they don't respond to your text right away? Mm. Most career people who are busy wouldn't do that. Most people who have things going on would be like, I can't
I
get
put it
to
out
you
there.
Immediately.
I'll just, it's fine.
It's
whatever.
There's, you know, look, I got a calendar of events all day, every day. I can't, you need to calm down about when I respond to your text.
Calm down.
Asking to leave a toothbrush.
Mm.
Better than using yours, right?
I agree with that. I've got a toothbrush. I thought I'd just leave it here. Would that be weird? It would? Okay, great. I'll put it back in my purse.
Now this is controversial. Posting too many photos of the two of you on social media too soon.
Oh.
Also on the list, this is farther down, and this is again, top ways to scare someone off. Showering someone with too many gifts.
Oh, love bomb.
Love bomb.
Yeah.
Making a photo of them on your home screen. Planning a vacation together.
Oh, yeah, these are tough.
Changing your relationship status on social media too soon.
Mm.
Always you're scaring people off.
You know, I feel your desperation. Like, I do get it. We all want love, but if you can just breathe through it, like, try to find something interesting in yourself to think about other than, this, because I think for a lot of people, like, finding a relationship is a hobby. Like, they're on these dating apps and they're interested in this, and I'm going to do this. And once I have this person, then here's what my wedding will be like. I've already got it all set up on my Pinterest page. Like, that is not, like, finding a relationship, having a relationship isn't a hobby. So now you're going to find yourself without a hobby at all if you do land someone. And then what? Now you've got to, like, find some other relationship because your hobby has ended. Like, find something to be interested in besides relationships.
I know it's harder than I'm about to make it sound, but I understand your friend Village. I think he's wonderful.
He is wonderful.
I think he's handsome,
flawed,
and wonderful,
broken,
and a really great guy.
I love that man.
I love that man too. But we all know that he has some self-control issues when it comes to partners.
Jealousy.
And here is what paranoia. I would say to anyone. You do not get to indulge that. You have to tell yourself it's not okay.
Right. Someone about that.
If you get that urge to go follow someone or
check up on them in any way, sit there and grind if they're doing something else. Oh, you're going out with your girlfriend? Well, I'm going to follow
Why
your car and make
you called
sure.
Me?
Right. I need a daily check-in. Like, all things that are, those are red flags.
These are conversations in your own head that you have to have with yourself, and you have to say, I don't get to do that.
Right. I need to go find a potter's wheel somewhere where I can start making beautiful pieces of pottery.
Whatever
it is.
Right.
Find something else to be obsessed
Preferably
about.
Preferably not drinking, because that's when you start making phone calls you shouldn't make.
Yes.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Guys, yes. It's a 707. Soulmate doesn't mean there's only one person for you. It can be friends. It can be a pet or a partner.
Mm.
It means you've known each other through multiple lifetimes and your souls continue.
Oh, okay. This is like a reincarnation person. That's nice. Wouldn't it be nice if you got to come back and give it another shot? With only the slightest echo of of something from a past life. Just do it again. Be an old soul.
I hope that's true.
It's not, but it would be great.
I know, but I hope it's true. I like the idea of getting another shot at things and
to
maybe
do better
choosing
to,
different, you right? know? I should have.
Right. Imagine if there wasn't like an eternal soul and it knew it had like an inventory of all the lives it had lived and said, well, from this life, I learned this and here's what I'm going to try to learn in this next life. Even though you wouldn't remember that once you were born again. So crazy. It'd be so fun.
Would it?
If it were true.
I mean, there you are. You haven't met John yet and you bump into me. Uh-oh. What's about to happen?
Oh. Do you think you could be my soulmate, Vinny?
Saying, like, is that how that works? Is that what you're putting out there? That, like, the next life you meet someone and go, oh,
I do.
The timing worked out differently this time.
That in the trope of reincarnation, you do run into the same people, but they might be a different sex. They might be, you know, in a different position in life.
But
or
you don't believe any of this, though, do you?
I don't, but I love that whole lore of it, you know? That you would like run into the same people, that you'd be like the strings of the strings of fate are pull you back into the orbits of other people or someone that you had something unresolved with.
Wait, Vinny, say the book again. I need a new book. Mia, Discovery Bay Odyssey.
Project Hail Mary by Andy Weir, the guy who wrote The Martian.
It's so good.
It's epic. It's so good.
It is science fiction, so if you're not into science fiction, you might not be into this, but the story is really good, and there is truly, like, something happens in the book where I was just like, I didn't see that coming in a million years.
There are several somethings that you do not see. Yeah. If you like a great story, it's a great story. So good. I love that book. Maybe I'll read it again.
J-Date? I never heard of it either. 415. J-Date?
Yeah.
That's a known thing. J-Date is like where...
Well, it's like Christian Mingle. Yeah. And then you got J-Date.
I'm assuming it's still around. I mean, this was back when I was dating, so it was a long time ago.
Look it up while Sarah tells you what's coming up in the trash.
Well, we're going to take a fun break from the Super Bowl after this.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.